Thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping me to understand these cross currents all around us that change from day to day and leave us feeling unsettled and insecure. Amen. Heart dwellers, your prayers are working. Since we last talked, the Chinese have been withdrawing from this massive crowd headed towards us. When the president announced the Ohio-class subs and how they could destroy China within minutes, things started to de-escalate, even though the president of China told his people to prepare for war. And from what I understand now, it is Hondurans and Mexicans headed for our border under the pretext of wanting asylum. However, mixed in with these are Al-Qaeda and drug cartel soldiers, other terrorist groups from the Mideast, and special operatives organizing and working to foment chaos at the U.S. border. Your prayers are working. The Lord just said it in a very loud voice. Do not stop praying. Jesus began, the danger is grave and there is more than one situation brewing, Claire. You have very limited information because I do not want you focusing on this. The fact that all are praying for the safety of the president and against war is making a significant difference. My precious bride, how I long to hold you tenderly and tell you not to fear, that all will be okay. But I need your prayers and trust right now, and I cannot release you from the heavy yoke of intercession. But I can tell you that if you continue to respond with serious prayer for your nation, there is much hope, very much hope. But we cannot for a moment afford to let our guard down. Claire, I have heard your laments about not being able to work on music, and I want you to know I hear and understand your intention, and I also know the burden of opposition and unbelief you have faced from several sources. I have not misinformed you. You are not circulating unsubstantiated rumors. You are not deceived. In fact, you are right at the edge of what is truly going on. Yet you are limited in scope because I do not want you entrenched in this drama. Boy, that's so easy for me to do, guys. You know how I am. The Lord continued, I have given the heart dwellers just enough information to know it is serious and I need serious prayer. I don't want to go any further than that. I have also given other groups information so they could pray. And all of you who are obedient are overlapping in covering situations that could cause World War III. Your president is a very gutsy guy who has deliberately done what is right and provoked these world powers. He was correct in doing that. It forced to the surface things that were lurking. It called the question. Lots of talk and posturing, but let's get down to brass tacks. And now he's hated even more by those who have been corrupt and dishonest in their dealings with America. I have watched this corruption on levels you will never fathom for decades. And before we can build, we must dismantle the oppression that has gained power over your country. This is risky, because without the prayer backup, the whole thing could come tumbling down. But because of the obedience of key officials who have risked their lives for this country and because of your prayers, we are seeing good progress. But what can I say? There is so much darkness, so much. And for this reason, I must keep you all pushing into new territory in prayer. It is so easy to fall asleep once you are comfortable. So easy. So I must continually motivate you and other heart dwellers to be acutely aware that they are in a war that could go either way at any moment. So far, prayer and obedience has thwarted the plans of the enemy, but we cannot afford to let up. We must still press in. I cannot guarantee you anything. I can only say this is possible with much prayer and vigilance. I want to say it will all work out and set back the clay feet, but certain key situations must come to pass before that is secure. People all over the world are longing for peace, and I hear their cries every day. But you all know what must come to pass in the book of Revelation, and your prayers are pushing the timetable back a year or two because we still have many souls to touch. My dearest Claire, I know how you and others feel about the promises and threats constantly teetering back and forth, and that is a legitimate suffering, by the way. I know how discouraging this is, but I have told you, when I come, I want you to be busy about my work. I want to see you recording songs, writing books, praying with others, and carrying on like the world will never end. But at the same time, you must be aware of the tides and currents in the world and how it could all end tomorrow and before you finish your work. I did not tell you that you must finish. I told you that you must work and pray. There are millions around the world who are doing their little part in bringing the gospel to the nations. They are not necessarily aware of the shortness of time, because I have not burdened them. But to those who are my bride, I share my most intimate secrets, and I ask them to walk with me every day, knowing full well it could end at any time. I will say it again. Truly, this is a suffering that is counted as a fast offering. It has merit. So please don't grow discouraged. You will not be judged on what you finished, but on how obedient you were. I know it is difficult for you to resolve this dichotomy in your minds. I'm working, but will I finish? Will it be too late? Will I reach those who need it the most? These questions burn in your mind and set themselves apart from what I have told you to do. They are in direct opposition to obedience. They are rooted in pride and human reasoning, not blind faith and trust in me. They are deliberate attempts to undermine your actions and cause you to hesitate, put off, or wobble in doing what I've asked. I would rather you have the attitude that if Jesus said it, I need to do it and leave all the results and timing up to him. For instance, Claire, if only you had finished Exodus, you could have presented it on your channel and it would have been a wonderful and encouraging album. But you couldn't see how it could ever get out to anyone or be used, so you gave up. I really wanted you to finish that and had many uses for it. That is why I introduced you to Moses that day in heaven. Do you want me to finish it now? I asked the Lord. Forgive me, Lord. There is such a charge around that subject. I'm not sure I can hear you clearly. Jesus replied, "What are you hearing, beloved?" "I'm seeing a battle in my mind. I think you said yes, but I don't trust myself to hear correctly on something this emotional." "And what else are you seeing?" he asked. "I'm feeling like a battle is going on. Sharp arrows of unbelief. Ideas like, 'Oh, what good would that do? No one's interested in that. It'll take a lot of time. It doesn't fit anywhere. The time is past for it,' etc., etc." Jesus continued, "All those arrows of unbelief are from the enemy. First off, you should recognize that. What if things continued on in good stead in this country for the next 20 years? What if there truly was a renaissance? What if prayer continued to constrain the monster from moving forward and the world was in relative peace? What would you feel at the end of your life?" "I'd feel like I was deceived. And I'm sure so many more feel the very same way. I would feel like I wasted so much time questioning, fearing, hesitating, that I had nothing left for creating. And the ground would lie fallow with no harvest after 20 years of teeter-tottering back and forth over this crisis and that. Wars and rumors of wars." Jesus answered me, "And you would be justified in thinking that. But if you ignore that and just plainly obey without an eye on what's going to happen when, where would you be at?" Wow, my little tract of land would be bursting with fruit, and I would feel so fulfilled. He answered me, "That's right. That's exactly right. So why don't you just obey and stop second-guessing me and prognosticating? Lord, because you yourself tell me how critical things are and that prayer is desperately needed." He answered, "Claire, unless you become like a little child, don't you see? A little child doesn't get consumed in what will happen. They're living from moment to moment. They would finish their prayers whenever it was urgent and then declare, 'Wow, let's get started on the crossing of the Red Sea.' Their sense of excitement and enthusiasm over what I was doing in the now would overpower their reasoning, much of which is from the enemy to distract them away from that work. You are far too adult in your approach to your day because you have a mountain of what-ifs hovering over you with all kinds of distracting lies and misinformation to pull you away from the purity of your work. Yes, there is a conflict brewing. Yes, there are enemy forces headed your way and even established in this country. But you can't do anything but pray against them. Then leave it at the foot of the cross and move on with your day. It is all these what-ifs that are causing a loss of motivation and hope and energy." "Yeah, I get that, Lord," he continued. "Heart dwellers, I am asking a great deal from you. I am asking you to cooperate with me in hope. I am asking you to obey from moment to moment, without having to reason it all out or follow through in the news, looking for confirmations, which you're not going to find, because much of the information you've been given is not public yet. I'm asking you to act on the moment. When it is time for prayer, pray. Then pray throughout the day, of course, as well. When it is time for family, enjoy family. When it is time to work, enjoy work. Do everything for my glory out of obedience and leave the consequences to me. You see, your insecurities cause you to doubt, question, and hesitate. But I am the Lord of the storm, and all you need to do is obey what I place before you and not second-guess me or question my motives. Let me take responsibility for your actions, done in obedience to me, and see if the fruit in your life doesn't all of a sudden increase into a much bigger harvest. Work while you have the light with you, and never grow weary of well-doing. Dwell in my presence until you are inebriated with my love and provision. Lay down all your reasoning so you can pray and work. If there is need for a change in your circumstances, or where you live, or where you work, I will lead you. But until then, be content with your job, and know that you are protected by me. There are a zillion threats, thousands of prophetic dreams, all with a different message. Most are from me, some are not. But rather than carefully weigh the message in each one, calculating with human reasoning what will happen when, I am asking you to shift your focus to childlike obedience. Obey and do what I ask you to do when I ask, and do not give me excuses that you're confused. You are confused because you listen to too many different sources. Some are from me and some are not, but the ones that are from me are meant for those people in that group. The ones you hear from me are meant for you in the Heart Dwellers group. When you start mixing their messages with mine to Claire, you fall into mental disarray and confusion. Thus the enemy hamstrings you, and you do nothing but reason through all your confusions, round and round, chasing your tail. I would rather have you act in faith on what I feed you through this vessel and leave everything, consequences, timing, life circumstance, leave it all to me, for in the end, I get the credit for it all. So now go in peace. Stop your human reasoning that is hamstringing you. Push through in obedience and stay alert and watchful on your own station in this childlike simplicity and obedience. I will be glorified, and you will have constant peace of mind instead of constant turmoil and questioning. Well, family, I have to admit the Lord is reading my mail, and I've been guilty of all of the above, and it is tiring me and taking away from my motivation for music, and it's destroying my hope for better times in the next year or two. It's not about being optimistic, it's about believing that the Lord did say we could have a renaissance in our country and around the world. And you know, part of me is very tired and hurts. Fibro's been off the charts lately, and there's a very real part of me that wants to go home. And I know there's a lot of you that feel this very same way. But when I stay in His presence quietly, soaking up His feelings and thoughts, I get energized and I say, let's do this. So for any of you who are being attacked by fears and unbelief and are having this teeter-totter battle, know that you're not alone. This battle's taken its toll on me too. I don't ever want to mislead anyone, but situations change and updates reflect the force of your prayers. But that does not leave us in the clear, so let's all remain faithful, no matter what. Thank you all for praying for us, and especially me. I really need it. It gets pretty hot in this seat. I love you, dear family. Thank you for being with us and for caring. Amen.